Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman is here, too, right? Ruth is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized as one of the top authorities on speech and interpersonal communication. She's the author of several books, including Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. I'm still working on that myself, and she's our good friend, Ruth. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back. So, Ruth, you and I have been doing virtual business for a long time. We're high adopters of technology, and heck, I do a radio show every day virtually. So, you and I have met once, but the other times it's been virtual. But now we have the video thing that's the Zoom and Teams and WebEx and all that stuff that we're all doing more and more of. Early on in the pandemic, we'd be sitting there in our ball caps with a dog in the lap or the kids running in and out and breaking away to get a beer or whatever. Happy hour. We hadn't even had happy hour, right? And so it was like a picnic. Everybody got a break from whatever kind of professionalism they would have had otherwise. It's time to stop all that now, isn't it?
It's time to add a new skill set to the, you know, add a new arrow to the quiver, so to speak, right? The idea that video communicating has been around now at least since, well, gosh, since the mid-2000s, right? It's been pretty reliable. It's only been reliable, I should say, for about the last 5 years, maybe even just the last 3 years. I mean, I can remember as recently as 5 years ago that video communicating, video conferencing was sketchy. You know, it just the bandwidth wasn't enough.
Part of it was bandwidth. And of course, now not only is it more reliable, but it's more robust. There are more features that you have.
There are more features.
Makes it more like if you were in person.
Correct. Now, fortunately, like you said, we are technology adopters and we're comfortable with it. And I have been doing video since 2009. In fact, I posted my first YouTube video in 2009 and it's horrible. And I leave it up there just so people can see it and understand that you get better at it.
Yeah, don't do this, right?
Don't do this. Oh, gosh, yes, exactly. I mean, I leave it there on purpose, not only to remind myself, but to remind clients and other people that it's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. But the fact is that communicating by video, although similar to communicating in person, is unique in several aspects, in several respects. So, for example, you're communicating, you're pictured in just this little box. So you cannot be as physically animated as you would be in person because it's a distraction. I see people, here's one pet peeve, Jim. I see a lot of people eating on video conferences.
Doing eating?
They're having their lunch.
Oh, yeah.
They're eating. Right, they're eating.
Not on a business meeting. I mean, you can do it if you're getting together for lunch. Hey, let's meet at lunch.
Correct.
I'm going to eat my sandwich. That's different.
In person, it's okay. It's okay. You're sitting there. You're supposed to have lunch together. Maybe there's a buffet set out. You know how it goes, right?
Yeah.
But on video, people are just focused on your face and shoving the food into your face and you're chewing. And, oh, my goodness, it just doesn't work.
Well, let me stop you 1 second. This brings up the issue of how close you should be sitting to the screen. And I think some people think they've got to get right up in the screen, and I don't think so. I think I back off a little bit. I go back to where you can see, you know, from the bottom of my shirt pocket up. You know, I mean, or farther back even than that. Maybe down to my. I just think that it's better if you're not that close. I don't want to count the hair in your nose.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the webcams that come with most computers are basically fisheye lenses. The closer you get, the bigger the feature is. Mm-hmm. So if you put your hand right up to the lens, for example, even if you're sitting 2 feet, 3 feet away from that lens, your hand is going to look giant, gigantic. And so you know, it's not a flattering photo of you. But that being said, it really depends on the power of your microphone, the room that you're in. Jim, you know, you're a radio professional. You've probably got some very good mics and access to some very good equipment. Mm-hmm. Not everybody does. So they're making do with less than optimal equipment.
But that can be fixed. While you bring that up, that can be fixed for about $89. Samsung makes a little device that makes
correct.
It sound
there
like
a wonderful USB mics that you can get standalone, plug and play, that work terrific. They work wonderfully.
Everybody,
you're
going to be serious with videos, conferencing or meetings, you have to have one of those. If you want to be projected like Ruth teaches you to do, if you want to do it the right way, you got to have one of those.
Yeah, absolutely do. And so that's one of the things that I talk about in my, in my webinars and the other types of work that I've been doing, the last 3 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
Since, in fact, I've trademarked the term video charisma back in 2015. So up for renewal coming up. So, you know, there's that. So you've got to have a bit of confidence. You've got to be able to sit up straight. You've got to be able to frame your head in what we call the upper third of the frame. So if you're looking at a widescreen, the widescreen image, and if you mentally divide that screen into horizontal thirds, your eye level should be approximately in the upper third. Your head shouldn't be cut off, but it should be up there. And the reason for that, Jim, as you well know, is that broadcasters have set the standard for that. That's what we, and anything else, if your head is too low in the frame, if your head is cut off, if you're off to the side, I've seen it all, then that creates what's called noise and a distraction. And so we just want to use some best practices here so that you put your best foot forward, because this is what we've got right now.
Well, and you probably watched other people do things that annoy you on screen. You got to ask yourself, am I doing that? And you got to be, you know, you got to do a little inventory of what's going on there. The other thing, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about, what if you're the one presenting? Can we talk about that? What if you're, like, you're making delivering a presentation, a speech, or a proposal presentation, something like that? What if you're doing that? Nobody can do that, help us with that better than our good friend Ruth Sherman. She'll be back with us after the break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.